Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This week, President Trump told evangelical leaders that he's proud of having gotten rid of the Johnson Amendment. The amendment is a 1954 law that prevents churches from endorsing political candidates if they want to maintain their tax-exempt status. President Trump has not gotten rid of the law, but last year he did sign an executive order easing its enforcement. Here to tell us more is Janine Krehbiel, an assistant professor of political science at California State University, Bakersfield. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Donald Trump was excited to say, wrongly, by the way, that he has overturned the Johnson Amendment. He said this to a group of evangelicals. Why are they so eager, at least those who were before him at the time, so eager for the Johnson Amendment to be overturned?
Well, there's several reasons. One is that evangelicals, some have always had a problem with the Johnson Amendment, and they look at the Johnson Amendment as LBJ, the lead sponsor of that in 1954, was actually trying to undermine support for his opponent, Dudley Daultrey. And the idea was that LBJ's opponent was being funded by nonprofit groups. So he introduced the Johnson Amendment as a way to have nonprofit groups be unable to make such campaign donations. And the argument by evangelicals is, well, this really didn't have much to do with religion or religious groups as it did for, in that moment of time, LBJ trying to undermine the funding source of his political opponent. The aftermath of that is that it has put some narrow restrictions on what it is that clergy can do. So they cannot, you know, endorse a candidate. They cannot speak specifically against a candidate. They could still do voter education information. And for example, in my research, I've talked to priests and members of the clergy where they'll talk about voter registration drives that they have hosted, or even town halls they've hosted at a local level that are nonpartisan.
And that's allowed.
And that's allowed. But you cannot collect campaign funds. So, you know, that's kind of the slippery slope with this, is if it was repealed, which it is not, would you have churches then being able to not just endorse or specifically oppose candidates, but would they be this tax-free kind of conduit to be giving campaign donations to a candidate? For evangelicals, they are arguing that the Johnson Amendment violates both their free exercise of religion and their First Amendment freedom of speech. And this is something that Donald Trump in the 2016 election really courted evangelicals on.
Okay, and he has a significant amount of evangelical support, not across the board, though, because there are some religious leaders who want the parameters, who don't want the pulpit to be turned political.
Yes, and that's because you have to think about it. Clergy have to service a wide variety of congregants. This also puts them then in the business of politicking, and they can have concern that they may be alienating certain members of their congregations if they're put in that position.
Okay, so about 100 or so of these religious groups wrote last year to Congress saying people of faith do not want partisan political fights infiltrating their houses of worship. There are, on the other hand, obviously, are many people of faith who want the Johnson Amendment to be done away with. Would it be possible to do that?
That would have to take an act of Congress to do that.
And is there any movement for that?
Not much in Congress. No, there is not. And the thing that's even kind of interesting is that it hasn't even really been, one could argue, highly enforced.
He did, though, sign an executive order that says what?
Well, yes, he did sign an executive order in the beginning of his presidency. And what it did was it directed the Treasury Department and the IRS not to pursue investigations on churches, ministers, houses of worship that were discussing political candidates for or against. And so he was asking them essentially to relax their enforcement measures on particularly houses of worship.
And what's been the upshot of that?
Well, the upshot for him has been that this is satisfying his base. And going back to that conversation on Monday, there was a lot of interesting things that the president said. One of them was really trying to strike some fear. And he does this with his religious rhetoric. And what he was telling them, that everything we've done will be gone if the Democrats take the House. So I think he was trying to motivate them. He told them to get out to their churches, to talk to people, to tell them to vote. So one could imply that he is telling them, you need to go back to your churches and your parishes and congregations and tell them to vote Republican. And don't worry, you're not going to get punished for it because I've basically done away with the Johnson Amendment, but he hasn't. He just did the executive order relaxing the enforcement measures.
Jeanine Crabill, Assistant Professor of Political Science at California State University, Bakersfield. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.